From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say that a member of the Afghan Special Forces turned his gun at U.S. military personnel, killing two of them and wounding two others. An Afghan government spokesman told VOA the incident happened Saturday in the volatile Nangarhar province area, and the assailant was instantly gunned down by American troops. An American military spokesman contacted by VOA said U.S. military officials will release more information when appropriate. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest on this developing story. President Trump says he will give sworn testimony about conversations with fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey. U.S. media is reporting congressional committees are demanding that tapes or memos from a White House meeting between Trump and Comey be turned over within 2 weeks. Meantime, Trump says that Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee this week cleared up once and for all. Mr. Trump did not try to obstruct by asking Comey to no longer investigate fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
No collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker, but we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on.
Comey testified before the Senate that he believed President Trump was trying to get him to drop the Flynn investigation. Comey also said White House officials spread lies to cover up the reason behind Mr. Trump firing him. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Britain has plunged into political chaos, according to some, after this week's general election, which saw the ruling Conservative Party's majority diminished. Prime Minister Theresa May called a snap election, hoping to boost her mandate for talks on Britain's exit from the European Union. We get more on the story from London from Henry Ridgewell.
She took a high-risk political gamble and lost. But Theresa May Friday resisted calls to quit, calls that came even from senior figures in her Conservative Party. After visiting the Queen Friday, part of electoral procedure, May announced she would try to form a minority government supported by the Democratic Unionist Party, or DUP, from Northern Ireland.
Our two parties have enjoyed a strong relationship over many years. And this gives me the confidence to believe that we will be able to work together in the interests of the whole United Kingdom.
The Conservatives' losses were largely gains for the Labour opposition, which defied polls and predictions to gain 29 seats, a vindication for leader Jeremy Corbyn, whose grip on the party appears to have strengthened. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Embassy confirmed Saturday that American Special Forces are providing technical support to the Philippine military battling to crush Islamist militants in a southern city, as 13 Philippine Marines were killed in intense urban fighting. The cooperation between the longtime allies is significant because Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has taken a hostile stance toward Washington, vowing to eject U.S. military trainers and advisors from his country. Residents of the South African coastal town of Knysna said Saturday they continue to survey damage of their homes following fast-moving fires in the area that forced the evacuation of 10,000 people, including Chris Everson.
No one died, and that's the main thing, at this property. People did die in this fire in Knysna. I mean, there's been a number of very, very tragic stories, and so we're lucky.
Strong winds from a storm that hit the coastline Wednesday, fanning multiple blazes, destroying dozens of homes. The storm killed 8 people, including 3 who died in a fire in Knysna. Somali officials vowing revenge on al-Shabaab, which launched the single deadliest attack on a Somali military camp in Galgala Highlands of the Puntland region, killing 48 soldiers. And gay pride events taking place worldwide this weekend, including one here in Washington, the Capitol Pride Parade today, followed by a large-scale equality march on Sunday, with organizers saying they want to combat anti-LGBT rhetoric here in the U.S. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.